Motifs from traditional Czech, or in this case Moravian folk dress known as kroje, are enjoying new popularity in modern fashion, both casual and higher end. A number of artists and designers have taken inspiration from folklore and updated motifs for the present day. They hail largely from parts of Moravia, where folklore still plays an important role in the Christian calendar, annual events including historic processions and celebrations, such as the wine harvest. One artist with a deep interest in folklore is Vendula Pucharová-Kramářová, who introduced folkloric elements into a new collection of clothes and accessories in a project with fashion designer Kristýna Sinek and Markéta Bartáková, involved in folklore promotion. The young artist Vendula Pucharová-Kramářová told me more.
The idea was Markéta Bartáková's, who applied folklore in design, creating mini folk dresses, for example, for bottles and other items. She wanted to come up with something new, however, which would express a love of traditional folklore and ornament. She opted for fashion with the aim of creating something young people can wear today. She got in touch with me on the basis of my thesis, and after hearing I had already worked with traditional ornament. We in turn addressed fashion designer Kristýna Sinek. She designs the clothes while I do the ornament, and Markéta provides the direction and leadership. Each does what they're good at.
A já teda dělám ty ornamenty, protože jsem malířka, tak každý děláme to, čemu rozumíme.
Traditional motifs in folk dress, as well as, for example, folk architecture, have their roots in a celebration of nature and the seasonal cycle, passed on from generation to generation. Pucharová-Kramářová again. I think that the primary inspiration is and was nature, celebrating cycles of life such as the reaping of the crops, the harvest. You can see little pears, apples, birds represented, and more. Nature is the cornerstone. In architecture, ornamental motifs above the doorway or around the windows, for example, protected the inhabitants inside from evil spirits. Women who specialized in the craft of designing ornaments were called malerečky, and the craft was taught to their granddaughters who continued the tradition. Before she applied folklore motifs in fashion, she used them in her artistic work. As an artist, Vendula Pucharová-Kramářová says, she does not distinguish between the use of ornament in painting and in other forms. The use is similar. My work is similar to illustration. I also illustrate children's books, and each painting in the past series represented a single traditional folk song. I think the use of ornament in my artistic work as a magical element plays a similar role as in the fashion items we have produced, shawls, tops, and other items. Another group of folklore aficionados known as Shohai z Kyjova, hailing from Kyiv in Moravia, Shohai translates as the archaic swain in English, referring to a suitor but also peasant or shepherd, opted to found a secondary business celebrating folklore traditions. They designed and printed t-shirts with traditional motifs, which have proven to be very popular, as well as a t-shirt expressing the simple slogan and logo, I love folklore, to spread the word. I spoke to one of the suitors from Kyiv, Tomáš Jeřela, who explained the idea behind the business, as well as how important folklore was for him.
Folklore has a very long tradition in our country. I can nearly speak only for our region, Slovakia, and I can say this. Folklore is really deep in our hearts and blood, so we like dancing and singing and drinking wine. So I've been very proud to be a part of this, and really, I've moved back from Prague this January when I lived 3 years, and still no regrets. In the beginning, there was just a small idea about wearing the folklore motifs work, not just on feast or on other traditional events. So my friend Martin Zavi made this idea real. He made the first imitation of traditional folklore shirt of Kyiv, and we get very successful feedback from our friends. So we get an idea to open an e-shop at this spring and share these t-shirts with all fans of folklore. And we think it is a successful idea so far.
Mm-hmm. I understand that it's popular. Does its popularity go beyond just fans of folklore or people from the area?
Yeah, that's interesting question, because we have clients from Orange County and Switzerland, so I think it's beyond our country. And also the idea of sharing, I love folklore, because you share this idea. You love folklore, so wear our T-shirt and be proud on it. I think the people want to keep their traditions, and why not to join the old traditions with modern fashion? So we bring the beautiful folklore ornaments and motifs to ordinary life.
Annual events where locals and visitors experience real folklore, that is, the original folk costumes, music, dancing, and plenty of wine and food are equally important. And, say, folklore lovers needs to be experienced. Tomáš Jeřela pointed out that one such event will soon be coming up.
I want to invite everybody to our feast at November 7th in Kyiv. I think it's a great opportunity to see pure traditional folklore. So I hope you see it there.
Artist Vendula Pucharová-Kramářová agrees that experiencing something like that firsthand is important. This is something everyone needs to experience at least once. When I travel abroad, I also try to find out about local traditions and get to peek behind the curtain to learn more about the local culture. I think many people feel the same way. They want to get to know others better. In Kyiv, you have Slovatsky Rok every 4 years, where everyone puts on their traditional dress and comes out on the main square, and even the horses have ornaments. It's an experience that really grabs you by the heart.
Každý cizinec vlastně jako ho to hrozně chytne za srdce, když to vidí.